Gridiron to the octagon. He's got game. This is his game.
He's the total package.
He's got the hard one.
He's got a great cup. He's a family man,
team player, dedication to the max.
True blue through and through.
I love watching this guy.
He's a highlight waiting to happen.
CFL on TSN. You need to see these guys play.
Don't forget, Mike Richards, TSN 1050, every morning.
We have sound.
No, I'm not. Right. Go every so often.
Okay. See if you can listen to it so we know exactly what's going on. Here, I got something to talk to you about. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, good.
How did you like the game?
Good. Oh, my God. It was the best ever. I loved it. It was amazing. I couldn't have expected anything better.
Really?
It was a little bit dicey towards the end, but you always have hope and pray that the Argos will win. And they did. Friday night, yeah.
We brought a couple of new fans in. I understand your godson's here.
Yes.
Right.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Oh, I loved it, man. I never seen an energetic football game like that in my life. I've been to NFL games. I've been to NBA games. Never something like that. Never something like that.
Man, this is my first CFL game, man. I loved it. I was into it. I'm Jamal. First CFL game. It was awesome. Argos.
Talk to me. What'd you think of the game?
It was fantastic. I am Mrs. Wolodarski.
Oh, bragging because you just got married.
Yes.
There you go. They had their wedding this past Saturday. I heard it was wonderful.
6 days ago, yes. It was fantastic. Thank you. It was great. Great season opener.
An obviously wonderful season opener. I had a great time. Listen, do we talk to Romanians on this show or not? Are we allowed to talk to Romanians?
Yes, please go right ahead and talk to them.
We'll talk to Romanians?
Tell them you're on the show, though.
You're on the radio right now, so I just want you to know that people are listening to you now.
Okay,
and
so I'm not fair.
You say something significant, something, you know, Romanian.
About American football.
Tell us in Romanian.
About the Canadian football, huh?
What was
it? I enjoyed the game tonight. But it's quite different, and you have a lot of pauses here.
You had fun, right?
Yeah. 3 hours for a game is a little bit too much.
Well, it was a tough game. It really was.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Let's see, what else we got here?
I can hear it.
Huh?
I can hear it.
Can you? Does it sound all right?
Way too much background noise.
Well, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. I might have another set of headphones. Hang on. But I only have earbuds, if that's okay.
You don't have anything growing in your ears, do you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really wear them. They're an emergency pair. They're for BlackBerry. Now that Aaron's got some listening devices.
I'd like to say hello to all the Argos fans out there and Argo Land tonight. Great win, and looking forward to a great season.
Go whichever way you want. All right, so shall we roll? Yeah. Hey, Carlos, how you doing?
How you doing, Frank? You're doing your show right now. Hey, good to see you, buddy. Welcome to Shoeless Joe's. Go Argos!
Okay, I'm going to put on another commercial, and then we'll move on. Just get back to work. And wait till the players show up. All right, let's... You want to talk to Ricky Ray? Here, Matt Black. No, Ricky Ray.
Ricky Ray, talking about golf?
Instead of riding in a cart, you get out and walk. That's part of the conditioning, but no.
So that's a cart?
Yeah, exactly. I like to golf in the off season, but you got to come into shape. I mean, camp isn't long enough to kind of come in here and say you're going to get in shape during camp. You're going to train hard to make sure you're in good shape. Obviously, you can't prepare for exactly what football has to bring, but you got to come in somewhat good shape.
Does that just sort of keeps you competitive as Ricky when you do golf in the off season? How do you view that in terms of helping you as a football player?
Not really. I mean, as an athlete, it's the same thing. I mean, you're out there, like you said, trying to compete and shoot your best, and you got to put time in, just like you do with football. Some of those senses. It's pretty similar, but for me it's just a way to get out and still be active and do some things and have some enjoyment. But I do my normal football training like I do every off season.
Ricky, do you hope maybe then that we might be some mulligans during the year, while you're playing football?
I wish you had mulligans in football. I wish if I throw an interception I could say, hey, I'm gonna take my mulligan on that one.
There you go.
But it doesn't really work that way. In football, just like in golf, I mean, if you're playing serious, you just got to move on to the next shot or the next play, and you got to kind of have a short memory out here. And you're gonna have some good plays, you're gonna have some bad plays, but you want to try and limit the bad plays.
Ricky, the offense doesn't work directly according to the defense of the team, but with some of the issues that have cropped up here with the team, with some players missing and stuff, do you foresee a bit of a change or something that you guys need to do if the defense isn't quite ready at the beginning of the season? You play differently as a quarterback? You make different decisions?
Not necessarily. Obviously, you try and play to what that game brings. If it's a high-scoring game, you got to be a little bit more aggressive. If it's a defensive battle, you got to protect the football and, be smart with it out there. So you just kind of adjust to get each game individually. And for us, I mean, our philosophy is going to be the same going into every game. We want to protect the football, not have penalties, and, move the football.
Rick, is there some guy from a year ago that you've seen so far that maybe is quicker or if you notice any kind of physical change. I know his cacker's a little bigger than his upper body.
Yeah, I think he did some more curls this offseason. Dontrell looks a little bit bigger, a little bit more physical than he was last year. I spoke to him a little bit in the offseason. He said he'd been working hard to put on a little bit of weight. I think that's going to help him out. Just be more physical when he's one-on-one. He did a great job last year, so it'll give him even more of an advantage, and he's definitely one guy that I've noticed.
Thanks, Ricky.
Yep.
Thanks,
Ricky Ray, quarterback.
Okay, that's Ricky Ray. Ricky Ray had a great game today. I mean, it was probably one of the most exciting games that we'll see this year. And I hate to say this, but I predicted it would be one of the more exciting games this season, and it definitely was exciting.
No, you did. You mentioned you were looking actually for a final score of 43-40. You weren't far off the mark. I know John's happy because he got his spread. So,
how happy about it?
You know, the game today, Hamilton really showed a lot of good spot today. They really did a great job of keeping up with the Argos, and it looked for a while there that they might win.
They were actually threatening for a portion of the game. It was actually nice to see put up a decent bit of a fight. The one thing I was a little concerned of is the fact that there was zero pressure whatsoever on Burris. It didn't seem like they were putting a lot of pressure on, forcing him out of the pocket, getting him to move. When they did, they had a lot of success in the third quarter.
Good. Yeah, it was a great game. One that if you didn't see it, you missed a great one. You ready to tell us what you thought of the game? Introduce yourself and then tell us
what you thought of it. Shane McInnes. Game was beautiful. 134B is where it's at. Loved it.
Were you nervous there at the end?
I was very nervous. I think that's only a Canadian football, by the way.
I had our Minnesota guy called and he didn't realize he was on the air. He called back. Here we go. How's it going? We'll try to hook up. Mike, is that you?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, Mike, how's it going, buddy?
Doing good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
All right. Yep.
Okay, good. Mike from Minnesota. What's up, Mike from Minnesota? Whoa.
Argos.
Argo for life, baby. Argo for life. We're fans for life. Argo lifers. Woo! In the house. So, Mike, what did you think of the game?
Man, it was one of the best games I've seen in a while. It was awesome.
Well, did I tell you that this was going to be a barn burner and 43-40 was going to be the score? I was wrong. I'm sorry. I came up short. You know, it really was a good game. And so tell us what you think and what it looked like. How did you watch it? You were streaming or what?
No, I was watching it on TV.
Oh, okay. So you're watching on TV. So you're watching on ESPN then?
No, they had it on NBC.
Oh, they had it on NBC?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm just walking around here seeing if there's somebody worth talking to. And you can help too. How'd you like the game?
It was good.
Darren, how's it going?
Fine.
What was your part of the game that you thought was a little tougher than another?
Towards the end. Got to turn of rocking at the end.
Say hi to Mike from Minnesota. He's on the air and he's listening from Minnesota and wants to hold all the Toronto wants people to get to see the game live.
Yeah. Hi there. It's a good game.
Yep. Thanks, Mike. Okay, so Mike, we're having a lot of fun here. I'm in a bar and it's loaded, Mike. I got to tell you, there's people everywhere. So you're not in the bar? Can you hear me, Mike? Did I lose you? Okay, so that plan didn't work.
I can't go far from it.
Hello.
This one. I was on the phone with Mike.
No, we're still there. Mike, Mike's gone anyway, but not our Mike. Our Mike is still alive. You can still hear me.
Yes.
Right? So, Mike, we lost Mike from Minnesota. We had Mike from Minnesota, and Mike, we lost him. Did I get a chance to talk to you?
I don't know.
Come on, Diane.
Crazy, Frank.
Diane with a 2N.
Hell of a game tonight, I'll tell you that. I was a little afraid.
That
was fantastic.
Remember last year against Hamilton? It was the same game.
Yep. But tonight, I don't know. They were ahead of us for a little while there. I was a little nervous.
But it was a great game, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. Our boys came through and they gave us everything and more.
What a great start to the season,
yep.
Eh? What a great start to the season.
Yep, it was a great game.
Great start to the season. We had a lot of fun, and I can't wait already now for game two.
Oh, me either. Me either.
What was your favorite play? That run by Kackert?
Yes.
That was your play?
My boy.
I know he is. I said that.
Although, after having enough for humanity and we met those other guys, I like those guys too.
All right, good. So, great game. We'll go to another interview. See, that was Ricky. Oh, you know what? I want to play Mike Richards. There we go. The Argo song. There we go. Where's Mike Richards?
I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white, least I'd like snob. I like porno and proline and books about porn. I got an average house with nice hardwood floors. My wife, my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested. No way. Now I gotta wear double blue and hit the subway downtown. Yeah. I need football big on a really big field. No silicone cheerleaders. I want my chicks real. I'm an Argo.
He's an Argo.
I'm an Argo.
Yo,
I fly to D.C. and hide all their weed. I go to Regina and say, how about that wheat? I'm an Argo.
He's an Argo.
I'm an Argo. Yo. I park at Commonwealth and take Edmonton spaces while Edmonton people make Edmonton faces. I'm an Argo.
I'm an Argo.
Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, raising and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they say that I'm wrong.
Nah, I'm an Argo.
He's an Argo.
I'm an Argo.
Yo.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get myself one of those Condridge Holloway Mets jerseys circa 1982 with the midriff showing, just like those skanky Queen Street Lady Gaga wannabes, and walk right into Harbor 60, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. Yeah. And I'm going to talk about the Argos on the radio anytime I want, because unlike that 60-year-old from The Fan who wears sunglasses on TV, I actually go to the games. Okay. They can take their 20 years of boring people with their Dungeons & Dragons staff and have a great big 20-year-old cakewalk right in the middle of Yonge Street, and it will make it look a difference. You know why? Because we got the bombs. Yeah! We got Schultz, Dunnigan, frickin' Naylor, and frickin' Randorf. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get Bill Simons, Joel Kroll, Terry Greer, and frickin' Don Moen, and a giant case of Crown Royal, and we're gonna go right down!
Hey, you know what, pal? You really are an Argo.
Just shut up and sing the song, pal.
I'm an Argo!
He's an Argo!
I'm an Argo!
Yo.
Hey! Argo! Oh!
I'm an Argo, and I'm proud of it.
That's Mike Richards. I'm an Argo, and here we're going really nuts. I don't know if we should play a Thigh-Cat commercial. What do you think?
The following is a message from the 2012 Grey Cup champions, your Toronto Argonauts. If you didn't hear your voice, there's still time to be a part of next year's crowd. It's okay to pile on. Get your 2013 season tickets today. Call 416-341-ARGO or go to argonauts.ca.
Argo!
Okay.
I'm with Jessica, my favorite Argo cheerleader.
Hello.
By the way, you gotta hear the thing. It's awesome.
Yeah? I'm excited. I'll have to listen later. These guys are crazy.
Well, that's us. We're crazy.
It was so much fun. I saw you guys. The best part is switching sides of the field. Just coming over and seeing you guys. It's so much fun.
Well, we are the Argo lifers, and we believe in having a real life of a good time.
It's fantastic. We have so much fun.
We like
it. And it was a nail biter today, but oh, it feels so good. It's a great way to start the season.
Did you notice when you were worried, I told you everything would be fine?
I know. I just get really excited.
I said the boys got it, right?
They do. It was unreal. They had it.
They made it work.
It was wild.
It was one of those things that we really enjoyed, and when you're a cheerleader,
yeah,
it makes it so much more fun when the game is more exciting.
It is, and like the games were packed today. They had 29,000 people. It felt so good when you turn around and you have all that energy coming back at you.
What was it like on the field? I know we were noisy, but sometimes when you're making noise, you can't hear it, right?
It was awesome. Like, we had a great time today. We got really lucky with music and with the crowd. We had a great time.
Thank you, Jessica.
Fantastic.
And you'll have to hear it.
Yeah.
Let's take care of stuff. Jimmy!
Oh, my goodness. What a game. My first official CFL non-preseason game. I did go to the preseason last week, but doesn't compare to this game. From the very get-go, being down 21-8, and with the Argos set to come back and withstand that hold and play awesome defense in the fourth quarter, I think that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the year. So you can expect more of this, Toronto. You can export more of this CFL world.
Now, is that a great first game?
That's a great first game, and I got to tell you, a newbie coming into the CFL, what an exposure and what a way to bring someone back. Oh, here comes the Hamilton Ticats fan that lost a dress, or lost a bet that's wearing a dress. Oh, wow.
Hang on. Let's talk to you. So you lost a bet? What happened?
Oh, no. That's just my regular attire. Pride weekend.
You're very proud.
I know.
I got to tell you, the uniboob is not very impressive.
Oh, you see?
The uniboob isn't impressive.
It works out.
One boob, that's all you got.
No, it's a double boob.
It's too bad this is radio, otherwise people really enjoy checking you out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, listen, Argo and Ticats.
Argo's all the way.
Oh, okay, they were teasing you then. Good game, eh? Awesome game. Thank you. What's your name, by the way?
It's Bruce Willis.
Okay. Well, there's the picture to prove it.
All right. Well, you know, it's a lot of fun being here and checking out folks that.
Let's find out what a redhead thinks of the game. Can I interrupt you guys?
Yes.
What do you think of the game?
I love the game.
I got a soft spot for redheads. I love the way you're.
Thank you. I think
too bad it's only radio. More impressed. All we got to go by is your voice. So what was the best part of the game for you?
The best part of the game is the 3-minute mark, because the 3-minute mark to end the game is the best part about the CFL. How could you not get more exciting football?
You mean the last three minutes
of the game.
You really enjoyed it.
Sure did. I'm a huge CFL fan. It's good to be back.
Well, it is really nice.
because most of the fans would be old, like your grandfather. Tell me your name first.
Oh, my name is Jen.
Okay, thank you.
Ken.
The show is called Candid Frank Live. And basically, it's a CFL show on Blog Radio. You just have to Google it, you'll hear yourself.
You're an SOB.
Yeah, no. I'm an anti. They don't like me. Should I put this on? I'll say it on here. They thought I was kidding when I said I would do a radio show about. I started January, covering the CFL in January. Covering the CFL in January doesn't make sense. Well, obviously, they were right about me being crazy. They just didn't know that I'd be able to do it.
You're doing the lead up to the free agency.
Yeah. Talk about. And you do love the CFL, right?
Yeah, I would agree. I'm Kent. I'm from Saskatchewan, so I grew up loving the Riders. Yeah, I know Dan, of course. Pretty legendary receiver from where I come from. It's pretty incredible. I was noticing a lot of guys, like James Patrick is, you know, anchoring their defensive safety now, and it's interesting to see him over there. It'll be,
You know, the Ticats, the nice thing about the CFL, we'll get to this guy in a second. Thing about the CFL is if you have a quarterback and a plan, you can do well.
Yeah.
You're not wrong there.
Having said that,
Why don't we go over to the Winnipeg fans over here? He did. I think he needs to split the difference on this. I think, you know, he's a dedicated guy. He put his mind to losing some weight, and he did a good job of that. But he might have gone a bit far with it. He looks totally different. You know, I think results are going to speak for themselves, so it remains to be seen. He put in a good battle yesterday. So, you know, he might prove us all wrong, but it made us nervous. In Manitoba, you mean?
In Manitoba?
I
don't hear you arguing.
I'm not. You know what? I'm not a Ukrainian, but I did grow up eating a lot of pierogies. So the influence is there. And borscht. A lot of borscht. I'm Chris.
Hey.
Where you listening?
Hello, I'm Tristan, I'm from the East Coast, and I'm new to football. I'm a little further east, Newfoundland, where nobody ever plays football, ever. Very new to me.
Okay. In the basketball,
I'm more of a baseball guy.
I know.
It's okay.
Nobody's in the street. You got the Argo jersey going on. So tell us about your experience with the Argo.
My experience with the Argo. My first Argos game was the only game that Cleo Lemon played well in. So when I was introduced to the CFL, I instantly felt that Cleo Lemon would be my favorite player. I sort of made that decision. So I sort of got off on the wrong foot with football altogether. I was gonna turn this into a Cleo Lemon jersey, but did not.
I have one question about that. How can you hire a quarterback whose name is Lemon?
Probably. I should have known better.
You know what I mean? You're looking for the, hey, guys, enjoy your pizza. I'll leave you alone. Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, we'll go to another commercial.
So we lost the guy from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah?
I met some people from Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, John. I got to convert them to Argo Lifers. So they're eating now, but we'll have to bug them later.
Here's an old-time Argo Lifer. Come back, Argo Lifer.
How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. Frank. Nice to meet you,
Frank. Excellent game. Great for the league. Great. Unbelievable.
Show, aka CFL Live with Jesse. Go for it.
I've been going all games since 1929. Been going for 15 years. You know, support them, support the league, support the football. It's great, exciting football. Really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
And what'd you think of today's game? Is that amazing?
It was a great way to start the season. No, for both teams, it was exciting CFL football. That's all I can say, you know, right down to the last play.
Typical, typical game.
Great game. Hey, how you doing, man?
Well, anything you heard so far you want to comment on there, Mister?
I'm just glad to see that people are enjoying the first home game of the season. I'm glad to see that the Argonauts pulled one out. Their defense looks a little silly, though. They're going to need to work on that for the next game. But I'm very, very happy so far that everybody had a great time at the game. That's an important start.
It was an incredible game, and I really enjoyed it. And there aren't many games that you can enjoy as much as that when you consider, holy crap, it was a close game.
Well, especially when you look at the final score, you know, and when you're talking 39-34, that's a huge, huge score by anybody's standards. You're not going to find games like that in the NFL. You're not going to find a quarterback racking up 488 yards in a game, especially not in the NFL.
No, and you know what? They weren't points that were lost because of bad defense. They were points that were made because of great offense.
That and missed defensive coverage. That I think is the one thing that the Argonauts have to be really, really aware of. Is a couple of those touchdowns were because somebody on defense missed a route, somebody didn't see it coming, or they decided to play man to man, zone instead of man on man, which is a, you know.
We'll take a short break, really short.
Well, now, you sure there's any fish in here at all? Because we have. Well, now, are you sure there's any fish in here at all? Because we haven't latched into one today yet.
Tired of sitting on the sidelines? Want to be part of the game?
Be offensive. Be radical. The CFL is back and more radical than ever. The action never stops. It's hard-hitting, high-scoring football. Get in the game. Wear the attitude.
Go, go, go.
Be offensive. Be radical. CFL football. Get in the game.
You having a little popcorn?
Go, fellow of your Toronto Argonauts, and you're listening to Ken and Frank Live.
Bye.
You're listening to Candid Frank Live, streaming on Rouge Radio. We're the Argos cheerleaders.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe I've done too many commercials. You know what? Here's one. Never mind. I'll just go roam around and look. Do you want to take the mic? Is there anybody you think we should talk to? Yeah? Okay. I'm going to come talk to my cousin.
Oh, no. I don't want to be on
here. Come here.
Oh, no.
Come here. Come. I'll talk to your son. What'd you think of the game?
Great game.
When were you ready to see the game played the way it was? They really played really well, both teams, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I guess like at the end of the third quarter.
You really enjoyed the game?
Oh, it was a great game.
How's your football career coming?
It's coming along. You know, got a few offers here or there. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, no! How's it going, my man?
Good.
Got a minute for you?
Yep. It was really good.
It was awesome.
It was
sense though at the end. But isn't that awesome when it's like that? I'll tell you, in the stands, we kept you dreaming and trying to get behind you. You guys did really well. I mean, for a first game, Hamilton proved that they were ready to play, and you guys were just as ready.
Yeah, we started out slow, but, I mean, it was pretty good. We started off a little slow on offense and defense, but we ended up going good, so it was good. Fans were into it, so it was always good. Always good to have the crowd in.
Remember last year, it wasn't as full as it is tonight.
No. It was good. The crowd was amazing. I couldn't believe the people we got. I can't believe how many people we got, so it was really good. It was really good. I enjoyed it. I didn't get to play tonight, but it was fun to watch.
I like coming here. I don't know why. There's something about coming here I like. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Probably the Argos.
I'm the players.
Okay. Yeah, it must be. You too, man. Thank you.
Sorry, man. All right. Well, you know, there's a four players here. I'm good, Zach. How's it going? All right, Jordan, your food yet?
Right now.
I'm with Zach Kolaros. He is one of the guys trying to unseed Ricky Ray. I mean, it's going to take quite the effort.
Right. I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
You don't
right?
think so?
No.
Anyway, Zach, listen. You can ask another question?
Sure.
What did it look like from the sidelines? It really looked like these two teams, you know, some people might suggest the coverage wasn't 100%, but the quarterbacks were passed really well. The receivers were running great routes, and I don't think the defense deserves any blame for the score.
I thought it was great execution by both offenses, but in the second half, our defense really stepped it up, cranked it up a notch, and held them 3 points, right? Bend but don't break. They did a great job, and can't say enough about Ricky Ray and our offense.
Now, did you really think you were going to get rid of me that easy? Zach, my friend,
right.
Best of luck.
Thank
Keep
you.
Working hard.
Appreciate
and
it.
I really appreciate you being on the
Thank
team.
You. Thank you.
Welcome to the club. How's it going, my man?
Good,
you feeling insane? Can I talk to you? Because I don't want to bother you. Because, you know, you haven't been back long, so I want to make sure I don't, you know, distract you. Give me a little bit. I'll give you a half hour, an hour. I'll give you a whole week if you need a whole week. How do you want it? You want
a half hour.
That's cool, man, okay? Listen, we'll get back to, hey, here's my cousin's husband, the artist. What a game.
That's classic CFL football. How many points in the first quarter there? What's the score in the first
Holy
quarter?
Crap. You know what?
During first half.
The first half, at least half the points they got.
Yeah.
I think most of the points the defense played a little better.
Yes.
Second
yeah.
half.
But just great CFL football.
I was totally. Hey, is Joe coming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. An interview with an Argonaut isn't an interview with an Argonaut unless Joe's one of them.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Yeah.
By the way, I'm kind of related to Joe Appel, so if I show favoritism for him, please forgive me.
Yeah, no, that's totally acceptable. It's understandable.
Your son is awesome on the radio.
Is he?
Day.
Yeah.
Nothing. Oh, he was just, you know. Yeah, I'm fielding offers.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
offers.
He's a babbler. He's a babbler.
And a babbler.
I hope.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah.
My pleasure. So, by the way, it was, I was a little late getting the memory card. My wife already went out and spent $30 on one.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Yeah.
I bought one.
Yeah.
The stuff we have to do, right?
Timing. It's all timing.
Totally. Thanks, buddy. All right?
Okay.
And I still love that painting. Yeah, a great painting of the Kissing Bandit, Adriano Belli.
I'm old sister Donna Marie.
Oh,
no.
My sister.
No.
It's not Joe. It's not Joe's mom. It's Joe's aunt.
Yeah.
You're another.
Another
auntie. Another
sibling.
That's
all
you met. No, we haven't
Donna Marie.
Met.
Frank.
Is this your son?
No, this is my girlfriend's son. He's like my nephew. He's
nice
like my nephew.
Nice to meet
you. He's a football player who's just in heaven tonight.
Yeah, well, what a game, huh?
Yeah,
well, first,
hi, my name is Blair Orlando.
And, where do you play?
I'm playing for my school team, Port Credit. Oh, really?
Yeah, you live in the expensive side, Mississauga. I live in the poor side.
I live in Park Royal.
Oh, okay, okay. Not really. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I shouldn't be saying that on the air, holy mackerel.
Yeah, just I got my equipment today for next year's football season, and just coming here is a great experience, meeting like tons of football players. I play high school football, Fort Christ Secondary School.
Yeah. So the school you're at is Clarkson.
Oh, okay, yeah. We play Clarkson.
You're a wide receiver, right?
Yeah, I'm a wide receiver and outside linebacker this year. So I'm super excited to meet all these like awesome athletes and learn a little bit about the game and stuff.
Joe, give me some tips.
Oh, I haven't met Joe yet, but I'm super excited to.
Well, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Just to give you an indication, I didn't know who you were, and
yeah.
I apologize.
No, that's all right.
So introduce yourself.
My name is Donna Marie Gilpin.
There you go.
I'm Big Joe Appel, number 59's auntie, and I was born in 59, and that's why he picked his number.
Well, no, I was born before you, so... Who's number 54? Oh, never mind.
All right.
Now, obviously, were you into football before you became very...
Oh, absolutely. We're a very Canadian family. It was hockey. My father was a Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan, came to Toronto, and he raised his family in Toronto. It was a two-team home. Winnipeg, Toronto, and that's when Winnipeg was still part of the Western Conference, and it was pretty cool.
Absolutely cool.
Yeah,
so
cool.
You're a football family.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So when there's an argument, you throw a ball in the air and
well,
see what happens.
But also, I am now I'm a dual citizen. I'm Australian, so Aussie rules is a real man's game.
Aussie rules football.
That's a real man's game.
Well, until they found out they were doing drugs. But that's another story.
Oh,
that's another story.
aren't we all doing drugs?
Well, I'm just enjoying a little.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying a little Valium right now.
And of course, we're referring to beer as or alcohol as a drug. It is a drug. And we're celebrating because the Argos won game one against their arch rivals, Hamilton, and they won big.
Yes.
The banner went up. The momentum was there for Hamilton
to
have.
A nail biter.
Well, unfortunately, I predicted that on my show on Wednesday. The score
are, you, are you the great carnage or whatever?
Oh, no. Don't give up your age. Don't give up your age.
Carnage.
No.
Karnak.
Magnificent. That's Johnny Carson. You're really giving up your age.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. You're really giving up your age. No, actually, I felt the score was going to be 43-40. It was actually a little lighter than I thought. But,
yeah.
You know,
like you say, the defense has picked up in the
second
half.
Yeah. And it was an awesome game, and I really enjoyed it. And by the way, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, and thank you, and
you know,
also.
I have to go to a football game to find family. Just a minute. Pleasure to meet you, young man.
You.
Good luck in your career. And I'll see you around the corner.
Yep.
And I'm glad at least I could help so that you thought you could help your wife. And you didn't. It's a thing that always happens. All right. I can see you. Let's see. Well, we'll wait to see when Joe gets here anyway.
Yeah.
There he is. Right there.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
But you got to try and drag Joe over here. Look, his aunt is going after Joe. And Joe's sitting there talking to a waitress trying to get his order because the buddy just played a football game. He's got to be hungry. And when I look at him, he doesn't look like a guy that should miss a meal.
No, yeah, he's fading away to nothing.
Yeah, he's absolutely fading away to nothing. We'll get him when he's ready. My man, pleasure always. And I gotta hire you to make a portrait of my family. Not me, because I wouldn't want your pens to break and stuff. But just the family. Alright. Well, this is a wild place, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do next. Do I know anybody here? No.
I haven't drank much, so I won't walk over you. Go ahead.
Where are you going?
Good. We're doing it live from here, by the way.
Get out.
Yeah.
Am I on right now?
Right now.
Uh-oh.
Live, man.
All right.
I told your uncle, I said, can I try that on?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Get me a picture of me wearing the ring. I can put it on my friggin' toe.
All right, so how do you feel the good day?
Oh, God, it was awesome. I we were thrilled. I was yelling into that horn of mine, having a great time. You guys did awesome. You guys were awesome.
Now I'm a little concerned. I don't hear enough rasp in your voice. So I'm wondering why you still have your voice left if you were cheering loudly,
well,
you know?
I'm trying to save some for now when I talk to you. I have that a little bit.
Understandable.
Oh, my God. No. Joe, congratulations on a great victory. It really was. You guys really played well. And, you know, when I spoke to Coach Milanovic, I asked him about the difficulty of the team being prepared for the opposition that's watching the banner go up and all the motivation. And I know coaches don't want to talk about it. They want to say, no, that was yesterday. That's not today. And it was hard to... I can't believe it wasn't hard to...
To play Hamilton?
Yeah, like the way that they were fired up. They came out, you guys, the team was resilient. You bent, but you didn't break.
You know what? Hamilton is an amazing team this season. I think they're going to be really exciting to watch. They've really made a lot of long strides since last season. And I'm looking forward to facing them again as the season goes on. They came out, they had a lot of strong plays. We had a lot of strong plays, and we came out on top of this game. I think they're going to be a team to watch this offseason, or the season, though, but, you know, after watching us.
I got to meet all the family and met your aunt.
Yeah, I got a lot of people.
Your aunt's future son-in-law. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice people. Joe, thank you. I'm really proud to say that you're an extended member of my family.
Likewise. I love having you as part of my family.
Thanks. I really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Is Bottinger coming tonight?
Bottinger? I'm not sure he will.
Well, it's okay. I know Brad's got a problem. Bradwell's got a problem with his calf or something. So we'll worry about him later. Oh! He stuck up on me. All right, we're going to play another. I got to go back to the studio and play something on the studio.
Charles, I'll send you the picture.
All right.
And Frank?
The mic is live.
Oh, no.
My cousin doesn't like being spoken to on the air. Okay, let's see what we got here. Oh, you know what? Just in honor of hockey season ending. Where'd it go? There it is. Well, you know what? Here's something I enjoy playing. It's a great motivator.
And I started out believing in me because I saw there was a need for us to believe in ourselves more than like people to believe in ourselves. And like people believe in negative statistics, therefore they become statistics. Elementary school students and middle school students are failing and not passing their tests. High school students are dropping out at an alarming rate. The unemployment rate is at an all-time high. With self-belief, self-confidence, and an overall positive self-image, we can fix a lot of these problems that we're facing. With the positive self-image, that elementary school student and that middle school student will succeed in class and be promoted to high school. That high school student will come to high school and graduate from college. That individual that's unemployed will find a job or create work for themselves. I believe in me, therefore I have the confidence to believe in you. I believe that you will help me fulfill my desires for into the younger generation. They labor for generation. They teach the self-confidence they need to become Generation X. I believe in me. I believe in you. Join me on this mission. Join me on this.
All right, with me now is introduce yourself.
Phil.
Who?
Phil.
Phil who?
Bird.
Okay.
We had a great year last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We did.
How about this year? What's this year looking like?
Pretty good so far.
You had your next eight, next game.
Got one. That, remember those memories? Saskatchewan, come on. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, that'd be fun. I'll probably come out for that game.
There you go. So, at the end of the day, next year, Saskatchewan, and we're going to have fun rooting the Argos on against them. They're the team that has the Grey Cup this year. We're going to end the run of Grey Cup home team victories. What do you think?
That'd be great.
You want to buy an Argo ticket? You want to buy an Argo ticket?
What? Were you in Winnipeg yesterday?
No.
All right, I thought you were. We've got you live right now on Blog Talk Radio.
I've got all the tickets I need.
Are you sure you don't want to sell a few? You
want
to buy a jersey? Hey, listen, I want to buy a jersey.
Get all your Blue merchandise.
Well, I want a boatload of jerseys. When are they going on sale?
Seriously. Should have been. You know what? I thought TBJ was selling them today. I had heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Carlos. Oh, by the way, I'm with Carlos, and Carlos is the man to talk to if you want to buy something Argo. So what's new this year? Let us know.
Well, our jerseys, since we launched them, last year, doing really, really well. Very popular jersey, back to the old style football jersey. Got a lot of nice lot of clothing. We got some good women's tees, men's tees, the yard line. I see a guy wearing it in the bar right now, and some nice caps. But the 83 jersey is going to be out soon, so that's going to be popular.
Absolutely. Carlos, thanks for taking
my pleasure.
And I apologize for trapping you into being on the air.
Oh, no, it's cool. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, my man. Carlos is responsible for all the different stuff that you can buy. It's Argo. And there's a lot of Argo stuff you can buy, and all you have to do is go to argonaut.ca, and you can get whatever information you want. And all of a sudden, it's the dancing bull.
What?
Hi. Alright, let's see who else is here.
Look like that man's here? No, we sent him home.
Yeah, he's gone.
We're not gone. What's your name? What's your name?
I'm sorry?
What's your name and what you think of the game?
It's a great game, very close, but Argos was my conclusion, yeah.
By the way, you're on Candid Frank Live, which is the CFL show on Blog Talk Radio. And if you go, you'll be able to hear yourself. So, give me a
Philip, well, very tight game. Philip. Ask him.
Which one's the most? What's his name?
It's Steven.
Steven's his name.
I'm looking to see. He looks like he might be a Leaf fan, too.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Steven, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I love the offense today, and it was great. I love that teams pulled out the throw it to the guy that nobody's covering play. It was awesome. Great for us to see the offense tonight.
Work on that defense, though.
Maybe we'll work on the defense.
We definitely got to work on that defense. There are too many people open. We can't get 35 points a game. It's not good. We need to come back. We need a repeat. We can't give them 30 points every game. We want a repeat.
The way you win in the Grey Cup, the way you win in the Canadian Football League is how you finish. It does, today's game, all it does is establish some confidence in the team, right? And
they held them when they needed to. They came back and held them when they needed to, which is good. Bend but don't break. Let's go, Argos. 1, 2, 3. Argos!
What should we call this table?
This table? Repeat! Repeat champion!
here is that whenever there's athletes somewhere, there tends to be a... Well, shall I be honest? Shall I be honest? If you come here to eat, you'll see women that are kind of pretty. And right, Diane? Right, Diane? This is a great place to come to see pretty women.
This is fantastic. A lot of lovely people here.
Let's talk about this weekend. The Argos win a really big game, and it's Gay Pride weekend. And my daughter went to the Gay Pride parade. She's going again tonight.
It's not those Sundays. The parade
comes No. I mean the festivities, all kinds of stuff. This is an amazing weekend, and tonight with all these people here, it is really crowded. Big night.
I think it's fantastic here tonight. Good turnout. Everyone's here for a good time. I think we're waiting for our players to come. We all want to enjoy them. It's been a long wait since the Grey Cup.
Joel Pell's here. Zach Kolaros.
Yeah.
The number 2A quarterback. One of the two young quarterbacks
here. Is
that Joel?
He looks like I didn't recognize him. He shaved off.
Yeah.
He's
a strong kid. These kids work really hard. And I've been really impressed with the Argos and how they've done here. And also the quarterback they're keeping. Well, Diane, this looks like a lot of fun. So I'll leave the dance floor for now. And I got to find me some beer. Hey, buddy. So who are you two?
Marlon, I know a little bit about the spell, more about the NFL.
Okay, we'll talk. This old boy talking.
All right. Oh, sorry, what's the question?
Why do you like the CFL?
There's not a lot of deep, it's great offensive games. I take away that one down, the guy's got to go for it. Makes it a lot more exciting to watch. NFL's great, they have the defense, but CFL, you got a bigger field, air the ball a lot more, get all you guys in motion, it's a lot more fun to watch.
What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, welcome. Have a good one, my friend. Okay. I didn't hear nothing from you, buddy.
Nothing
Christian.
At all, eh?
Christian Kennedy.
You haven't come around with the mic.
Mr. A with rubber on his head, not saying nothing.
You haven't
Mr.
come around with the mic.
Fan.
You haven't come around with the mic.
Okay. Tell me, how'd you like that game? We were sitting beside each other.
We were.
And,
we were.
We did a little bit of hand slapping tonight, and there was some good reason for that, huh?
Yeah, I'm just glad there wasn't any butt slapping. But very good reason. It was a great game. There's a few minutes in the fourth quarter when it just got exciting enough. We thought it might be a good run, but not close enough that we were going to lose.
It was the kind of game that you really enjoyed. The offense was, both offenses were working really well. And the defense, there were no interceptions.
No.
You know, there were a lot of drop balls.
There were a few close interceptions. Pretty close, but I think I counted about three or four. Maybe three. But, other than that, it was a great game, and I think it'll... I guess it's going to set the tone for the rest of the season.
I don't know what I'm trying to do a Mr. T, but I'm not sure.
Don't call me Boo, yo.
All right. So Aaron, what do you think of what's going on?
Well, I think this is a great atmosphere. This is a place to have a post-game party. I've been listening in on some of the interviews you've been doing. Everybody sounds awesome, like they're having a great time. Couldn't ask for better.
Okay, let's do Travis Goulet.
Travis. Travis Goulet.
Travis.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I love this guy.
He's real.
You know you like him.
Okay.
He loves the outdoors.
He's out there. All yep. out. Every game.
Yep. You gotta like that.
Look at me.
Always looking to land a big catch.
He's accurate. Meticulous. He's a winner. A champion.
The winner. He's got a great cup.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, you gotta love this guy.
CFL on TSN. You need to see these guys play.
Don't forget, Mike Richards in the morning. TSN 1050.
That's right. Here we go. This is
We're the Argo Cheerleaders, and you're listening to the Candid Frank Live Show. We're the Argo Cheerleaders, and you're listening to the Candid Frank Live Show.
Yay! Go Frank!
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. You can hear the rowdiness down here. You're listening to Candid Frank Live. Of course, on TikTok video. And if you listen to this part right now on Candid Frank Live, you can listen to the whole show after it's over. And of course, there's a library of shows that we've done. Aaron and I, and even before Aaron and Ron, and we have fun in the program. This was the thing we thought about doing in January. We didn't hope we'd make it work. And apparently, it's working. And we'll just see how it works, depending on how soon we have to leave. And maybe we'll have to do this live on the walk to the GO train. Some people have to get home.
We're not making
the 11:43.
No.
So now we're going 12:43.
Yeah.
And that's a gotta go.
That's the last.
Okay. So stuff's gonna end here at about, we're figuring about 12:15 to make sure 12:15, 12:20 is the big time. So I don't know if we're gonna do any interviews on the road, but we'll find out. Now, I said a half hour. And I'll see about a half hour.
I
can remember your name, but tell me your name, please.
Marianne.
What do you think of the game? We met at the
The Big Kiss.
The Big Kiss. That was fun. I really enjoyed that. I had a good opportunity to meet you guys. You're a bunch of nice folks. Tell me about your passion about the football game, known as Canadian Football League.
Well, to be honest, I haven't been to a football game since the CNE Grandstand, but this was, and we know Joe Powell, so he came to his game, and it was probably the most exciting sports game I've been to in a long time. And I'm a big supporter.
Did you notice that's a good game?
Yes, absolutely. I watched the last 30 seconds. I turned my head and I just watched the crowd. It was a fantastic game. Oh, God. It was torture, but it was worth it.
You know, when you win those kinds of games, they're great for the fans and they're great for the players because it builds a lot of power.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these type of games will make me want to keep coming to more. So I'm a new football fan now that they've gained.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time. Give us your name.
Ren.
Ren, what did you think of the game?
I thought it was fantastic.
Second time I met you.
That's true. I met you.
My wife used to say hello because you were my best friend.
Yeah.
Have you been watching football long?
Yep. Long time.
What do you think of today's game in the grand scheme of things?
In the grand scheme of things, it's very exciting. The defense needs to tighten up. The offense seems to be on their game. So hopefully for the rest of the season, the defense can learn from their mistakes today. And
Hamilton threw the 52-0 lot, you know, the walloping they gave Winnipeg. And I don't think Winnipeg played as well as they could. But we could see why they did so well against Edmonton. They really looked good out there.
Yeah.
And the Argos looked just good and just that much better.
Yeah.
That must have been a pleasure to see them.
Absolutely.
That was really
and that missed field goal was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure seeing you. Let's see, who else can we talk to? I've already talked to the bride. Okay, I know who.
You haven't talked to me yet. You know, I thought it was a very good game. We had some junior defense on the Argos. It took them a while to start to gel, but by the third quarter round, came around, they were gelling really well. Held Hamilton to, about 11 points in the second half. And stop that last play. I mean, really, that was the pill. Hamilton was sitting there at about 10 yards out. and stopped the play, won the game. These guys have a lot of experience. Among the solids, you got a couple of league guys like Khalid and that. They're going to take the team forward. We're going to miss like Pacino Horn in there, but you know we've got a great team going forward. We're going to win the East and probably take a reach to the Grey Cup.
There you go. Aaron, thank you very much. And like the owl, he's a Macintosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The owl is a Macintosh.
I am.
What a kind, Frank. What a kind.
Let's move on. I don't know if you talk to any of the women that are here, because I'm afraid that... Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Any guy, a bride costume can pick up any girl any night.
Of course. Of course.
You might have asked your name.
My name is Dara.
Hi, Dara. You're on Ken and Frank Live. Just have to Google it if you know what you were on.
Okay.
Tell me about the football game. What'd you think?
I thought it was a wonderful game. Of course, the Argos took it home. It was a close game, and I'm really glad to say that my roommate is a Ticats fan, and I crushed her.
Ouch.
Yes.
Am I looking at the roommate right now?
No. This wonderful lady is an Argos fan as well. Thank goodness.
The Ticats tonight, they played really well.
They suck.
They were to use the what you're wearing. They were the bridesmaids tonight. Thank you. What you want a picture of?
My phone's falling. I made a photo too.
Why you wouldn't know who I am. I'm
just a fan.
Well, why don't you tell me, Nevin, how long you've been an Argo fan and how long you've been CFL?
My entire life. I used to work at Exhibition Stadium when I was a kid, when the Argos used to play there, and I was singing to my Hamilton Tiger Cat friend over there, I'd rather be an Argo than a fucking pussy cat tonight.
You know, I can't argue with that for a second because I'm an Argo fan, and that's what this show's all about. It's all about being an Argo fan. It's called the CFL Show, Cam and Frank Live, and I'm here with Nevin.
Nevin?
Yep. Oh, I like Bob Nevin, the hockey player.
That's who my father named me after.
Get out!
No joke.
And so you remember being at the Exhibition Stadium, and remember the bar that... Lisa, what's it like being an Argonaut cheerleader?
It's exciting. It's my first year, so I'm super excited.
Oh, so you made
excited.
The cut this year.
I did.
What do you expect the most out of going to the game?
Enjoying all the crazy fans.
Now, obviously, you're very physical. In other words, you love to dance and stuff like that. Why do you think it's such a good idea to be an Argo cheerleader?
It's all part of the game. Just being a part of the atmosphere.
When did you decide to be an Argo cheerleader?
Years ago, I actually did junior cheer when I was younger, so it was a lot of fun.
Well, I hope you do have a lot of fun. I know that we enjoy watching you guys dance on the field, and we know how much you support the team and how much you follow them around.
Of course.
Good luck. I hope it's everything you hope.
Thank you.
Oh!
Yeah.
I
got to
be out of here in half an hour. Okay, we're good to go. Now I gotta find Mike again. Not this one, the other mic. All right, Mike Domenico. You're not Khalif.
No.
No, holy shit, you got the same goatee.
Hey,
Ryan.
Hey,
Ryan, nice to meet you.
How are you, buddy?
Hello!
He's the most famous Argo on my show. I took some pictures of some cheerleaders, and he jumped in the middle of it all.
That's true. So Argo's here, baby!
Hey, how did you like that game today?
Awesome, awesome game. Big time! Big time win!
What's your position with the Argos? I'm sorry, I don't know what it is.
I still don't understand. I've been there 9 years, still don't get it.
Well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
I'm loving it.
Keep doing it. And make sure Carlos keeps doing what he's doing.
He does keep me in line.
Nice to meet you guys. Have a great game.
All right, bye.
It was a really great game. I'm going to find him. I'm going to find him. I'm not sure. I feel bad now that I started the interview, Mike, and we lost our stuff. Marcus, you got a minute?
Oh, I got a minute.
How did it look really good out there? Did you hear me yelling at you?
I did hear you yelling.
Yeah, I heard me.
I did.
What are you laughing at?
I like
math. You know, there are some people in this world you really learn to like. And
yeah.
You're one of,
oh, yeah?
You know why?
Why?
Because I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because you walk
That's
around.
That's what it's all school. About. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's what life is all about, having a good time, you know?
Well, as a fan, I want to thank you for the great year you gave us last year.
Right on.
And your first year was awesome. I hope your second year is awesome.
Right on.
All
right, thanks a lot.
And we're behind.
All right, we got more good games and more good years to come, man.
You see this guy? You see this guy?
Matt.
Yeah, that's good. Right,
right.
You got a guy? The team likes you, man.
Huh?
The team likes this guy.
For me?
Why do they like you?
Because I'm tall. That's it. Because I'm
really?
Tall. That's it. I'm 6'5".
Yeah, I keep ribbing you about being in shape. Are you in game shape now?
What you think? You think I did all right? I did all right.
I think it takes you to these shoes?
You know what? I'm more. I think I need to move a little more.
Yeah.
As opposed to being in shape.
Hey,
just get the football.
Serious. This is about me being grateful that you're a great player and you're on the team. This is all about celebrating. We're not here to do anything other than say thank you as a fan. We really enjoy you guys, and we're here to yell and scream as loud as we can because we're trying to change the image of the Toronto sports team.
Okay, cool. Well, we're here. That's what we're here for.
Hey, and you know what? I'm glad you're back. We need you. That's all I'm talking about. Have you straightened them out yet?
Not yet.
You know what I'm talking about? Your buddy that was called you said, when are you coming back? Because he says he can cover you.
Emin?
Yeah.
Man, Emin don't want nerves. Emin don't want nerves. Right now he gets me because I'm a little rusty.
That's
but when
right.
When I get back in Penn State, Emin don't want.
Yeah, you got that right. Listen, have fun. You know, enjoy the victory and enjoy the next game well, and we're there behind every day.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And I look forward to talking to you.
Okay? When it counts, when it's serious. Right now it's only for fun. I'm here to have a good time. I lost Domenico. I found Marcus Ball. And Watkins, that was Watkins. Didn't make it to training camp until late, and he had a great time doing what he was doing, I guess. But more importantly, he's back, and we're glad he's back. Well, we're going to have to start winding this thing down, and I don't know if I'm going to make it through here at all. I'm going to put around a long way to make it. I ain't getting through here. Nice to meet you. How come you end up with the two prettiest gentlemen? Good job. Congratulations. I feel the same way. This is awesome, I'm telling you. Have you ever been to a party that you weren't invited to? And get to walk around and say hello to everybody? What happens to you? I mean, the Argos are a big deal all of a sudden. Ain't?
What am I supposed to do?
Hello?
There was an important Argo many years ago. His name was Lou Hayman. In fact,
that's
they named
my grandfather.
They named the trophy after him.
Right?
They named the trophy after him.
I know.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
Pretty
out of the way. Well, what's your first name?
Jorah. Nice to meet you as well.
How do you like? How do you?
This is my brother Jay.
Hi, brother Jorah. So.
He knows all about our grandfather. Right?
Your grandfather's really Lou Hayman?
Yes, he is.
Wow. So, tell me about your football life. Because your grandfather's Lou
Hayman. Yeah, so I have two older brothers, and my father, Lou's son, all four of them played football all throughout their lives. It's been a very integral part of my culture and my family heritage, and I'm very proud about it. I myself played at a university in a Powderpuff week. I follow NFL, CFL, love the Argos, love the sport, and yeah, so it's in our blood, I guess, in the game.
Congratulations. I couldn't tell you about your jersey.
I know,
I'm married, and I would never even dare to talk to a cute girl like you, except for business. Thank you your grandfather. I know he's not around anymore, but thanks to him for being a part of the Argo history.
I know.
And I'm glad you enjoyed the game.
Cheers for Lou.
We need more young folks, old guys like me.
Especially if I was family.
We're
going
to be dead soon. You got to pick it up, man. Nice to meet you, young lady.
Yeah.
All right, so Lou Hayman's granddaughter. Can you imagine meeting Lou Hayman's granddaughter? And she got his jersey, number one. Looks really good. Hey! And hey again. So, it looks like we're about to end this thing. I hope you enjoy the music in the background. Well, you got a minute? You got a minute for me, buddy?
Yeah.
I got it working.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, Jason.
Yo,
what a game tonight.
It was a hell of a game.
Incredible.
Yep.
How are Mom and Dad doing?
Oh, they're great. They're
alive?
Here. Oh,
they
yeah.
didn't have a heart
alive.
Attack right
No, no.
God, I almost had a heart attack.
But you survived. That's all I care about.
You know
look like you're in great health,
Absolutely.
Too.
And you know the wonderful thing about winning a game that's close?
What?
Makes the next game easier to win.
Wow. You know what? I'd love to say that's true, but we'll see. You know what? BC's, you know, they're struggling right now. Actually, you know what? They're coming back. Looking at the score, they're making a comeback. They're up to 21. But anyway, they're going to be hungry next week, so it's not going to be easy.
This is not a serious conference. Where are your parents anyway?
On our way around the corner
I'll
there.
Jason, I just want to say, great game last night. This is something we're just trying one time.
All right.
I don't think I'm going to be able to handle it because the excitement's killing me.
Woo! It is. It's a lot better after a win.
Yeah.
Don't do this to
boost. This is one of the best turnouts that I've seen.
It's awesome. It was awesome. I loved it.
Jason,
good to see the crowd.
And the coach, I know the coach thinks very highly of you. Coach Milanovic mentioned you in particular working very hard. That must feel good to have that kind of support.
It feels good, but you know what? I've got a lot of work to do. There were some mistakes tonight. You know, they took that return out. That's on me. That's on the return, the coverage team. So we got to go back to the drawing board and pick up our game.
Just remember, as long as you don't break and you only bend, that's what a novice like me about football understands.
You're right.
You can bend all you want, as long as you don't break. Tonight you guys bent. It's obvious. No
You're
one's
right.
going to lie about it. But you didn't break.
That was a win.
Absolutely.
That's still one in the win column.
One game at a time. And keep her going.
You know, buddy.
Uh-oh. Here comes the foul. Look out.
Oh. It feels so good. It feels so good.
Thanks, buddy. I'm going to go see your mom and dad. The real important people.
Yeah, they're around the corner.
I'll go see them. Okay, I'm just going to go say hi to Pot and Paris. Okay. Jason and Joe, Paul and Pot, are people that do a lot to make sure that they're around the corner.
I'm looking. I'm not finding. Should have played a commercial. Hey, Aaron, if you can hear me, play a commercial.
Travis Lule.
Good man.
Yeah, I love this guy.
He's real.
You know you like him. Loves the outdoors.
He's out there, all out, every game.
You gotta like that.
Look at me.
Always looking to land the big catch.
He's accurate.
Articulate.
He's a winner.
Champion.
He's got a great cup.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, you gotta love this guy.
CFL on TSN. You need to see these guys play.
Don't forget, Mike Richards in the morning. TSN 1050. 1050.
Seal to Chad
Seal's favorite Chad player ever.
He's from Hawaii, playing in the Great White North.
He's not just good. He's real good.
He's into MMA.
From the gridiron to the octagon.
He's got game. This is his game.
He's the total package.
He's got the hardest.
He's got a great cup. He's a family man.
Team player. Dedication to the match.
True blue through and through.
I love watching this guy.
He's a highlight waiting to happen.
CFL on TSN. You need to see these guys play.
Don't forget, Mike Richards, TSN 1050. Every morning. Okay, as a fan, we have an obligation, especially with the Argo lifers, okay, section 134 on your program. At Skydome, Rogers, however you want to refer to it. We spend a lot of time with some of the players. Any kind of charitable event that they're asking for a coin from us, we're willing to give. Time, we're willing to give. Assistance we're willing to give, but nobody gives more than the players. I make no bones of the fact that I shouldn't, but I almost consider Joe Appel and Jason Pottinger like friends. So when I talk to them, they really, really are very friendly, very approachable, nice guys. I had a chance to catch up with them, and they're real comedians sometimes, let me tell you.
There he is. I'm doing stuff.
Always complaining. Always complaining. Here, give me the mic.
Okay, thank you.
All right, what do you want to ask?
You go ahead.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, all right.
Who puts it first?
I guess I just signed a contract. Okay. Joe, good practice?
Yeah, I think guys reacted well to the tempo out here today. We had a bit of a lull earlier in the week, and guys reacted well. We knew we had to come out and start hitting hard off the ball. You know, we had a few bumps and bruises, but guys filled in quickly and reacted well to it. And we had some drives where the offense won, some drives where the defense won. So I think it was a well-balanced practice.
As much as this is for the fans, this is a game for the fans, how much help does it give the team to have one of these mock games?
You know, it's great just because no matter how hard you practice, you need a bit of that, you know, the crowd. You need that extra tempo. You need to put together full drives rather than just organized series and everything like that. So to come out here and have to react to different changes and unexpected, you know, things that come up, I think it definitely helps the team get ready. You know, guys got to figure out who's on what line for special teams and things like that. And I think all in all, this is probably one of the better mock games I've been a part of since I've been with the Argonauts. So.
Now the team comes in this year with established better than it was last year in the sense that it's the second year for most of the coaching staff. It's the second year for most of the players. But this year, it seems more than any other year,
You've had a real setback on defense. How does that affect your game?
I don't think it's really affected the guys. I got a few guys making faces at me back here. It's getting difficult.
Right.
We just have to come out and practice the way we practice and not let that affect us. I wouldn't say the defense has struggled. We have a lot of amazing athletes out there. They're making great plays. There's a lot of hard competition out there. They're coming fast every play, and they're definitely making us better as an offense. I just think that we had that continuity as an offense because we had so many guys coming back that we just had to step up on them at the beginning. But they've definitely came back in these last few days, and they're definitely putting up a good play.
If you could send a message out to JY, what would that message be? Jordan Young.
I miss him, but I hope he's enjoying his summer.
I bet he will. Thank you, Joe.
No problem.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
With a better regular season record. That's the hope. That's the hope. We're going to have more folks in the stands, and last year helped out quite a bit with that. And now, if today's any indication of what's to come, then good things on the horizon for the next 6 months or so.
TorontoArgonauts.ca.
You got it. 3-for-1 Argo.
There you go. And we keep telling them, and I can get a vouch for here, we can get you discounts as the Argo Lifers as well. So you can contact both parties, and we'll see what we can get you in the game.
Absolutely. Section 134B is the craziest in the section, in the stadium.
We all believe that once you come, you can't resist coming back.
That's why it's Argo for life, right?
That's right. Thank you.
All right.
Daniel, you want a hand? I'm going out to the parking lot.
I never want to do it. But I don't want to do it.